3X, mobile.
And 4ZLK, mobile.
I was wondering if I was too late to catch you.
Late this morning, later than normal.
It was because you wanted to and not because something happened.
Feel like it. So I left later. Anyway, how are you doing today?
Doing good. Just getting this day started. Leaving my first stop and heading to the next one.
We'll text you later or call you later about lunch. I'm not sure yet. I was able to take 30 yesterday.
Well, let me know a little bit ahead of time. We're going to have a visitor.
Nice. Yeah, I'll see what I can do. I can't guarantee anything this time of year.
I totally understand. If it happens, it happens. We'll enjoy it. If not, we'll try again next week.
Supervisor riding with you today, taking notes.
Hey, coming. This is somebody else we both know.
All right, well, be careful out there because, you know how it is. I don't know if it's going to rain as bad today, but I think it's supposed to clear up.
It's supposed to clear up, and we're at the warm part of the day. It's supposed to get colder as the day goes on. And I've already had to stop and deal with one wreck this morning on the way down the mountain. So, got a hydroplane in front of me. So he went over the guardrail, so I stopped to make sure he was okay.
To the guardrail, goodness. I don't know. It's crazy. I guess people not paying attention.
Way too fast, because he passed me earlier. So that's all it boils down to, is driving too fast for conditions.
Family members was coming down the mountain on Thanksgiving evening and was behind three or four other cars, and right where it goes back into four lanes or opens up the southbound side into two lanes, got pulled over for going, I think, 24 over, 64 in a 45. But they just got off with a warning.
And they lowered that speed limit through there, and people don't even pay a bit of attention. And they're still running 65, 70 mile an hour through there. But this wreck was, where in Henderson, coming out of Hendersonville, where you get off of 176 onto 25, right there in that curve, he was coming down 25 off of 26 and traveling way too fast.
Out there, okay. Well, I'm glad he's all right.
It happened, and so I stopped and checked on him. Younger guy, younger than I am or you are, and you could tell he was visibly shaking. He was vibrating when I got to him.
Not a good feeling. I've been in a few wrecks. Only one of them was my fault. I was crossing three lanes of traffic. I was 15 years old. And people let me through. They stopped to let me through, and somebody came down the median and hit me. But the others I've been in have not been my fault. But it's still shaky up.
Yeah, that's for sure. That adrenaline hits, and that's all you can do is vibrate.
Well, on another note, let's see, Connor went hunting last weekend and got his first deer. I think it's his first one.
Congratulations to him. That's a exciting time, too, and there's another one where you'll vibrate for a minute.
I mean, he was really excited when he was watching it, and he said, I had to take a breath, pull the rifle back out, take a breath, and then ease back into it, because he said he was shaking pretty good before he took the shot.
If that doesn't shake you up, then it's time to quit.
Before him, get a little meat in the freezer for him, too. So, anyway, I think they went up to Rock Hill somewhere. One of their distributors had some property up there and took him up there.
I'm glad. Glad for him. I'm glad he got to experience that. When you talk to him, tell him I said congratulations.
Listening, but it might be a little late. but I will. I'm going to let you go, Patrick. I'm not far, and traffic's getting heavier. And hopefully we'll see you later on. KO4HKX and 4ZLK.
Or either, Shane. So that's good timing. And you be safe out there this morning. And hopefully we'll get to meet today. KO4HKX. Clear.